Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the CC Radio podcast.
Once upon a time, there were a bunch of kids born on the same day to women who weren't even pregnant when the day started. Some rich weirdo adopted seven of them, and to absolutely no one's surprise, he formed a league of kiddie superheroes named after a school for umbrellas, because of course he did. You want to know more? Stick around. I'm Amy Patterson.
And I'm Rachel Webb, and we are fangirling over the Umbrella Academy.
Yeah.
I love this show.
Me too. So, public service announcement, I binge watched this season in 2 days.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Reese and I were like full into it. We were like,
wow.
Next. What are we getting for dinner?
So this is season two, yeah?
Yeah. Yep. We were the same with the first season as well.
Jake and I pace ourselves.
Oh, no.
It's mostly because we're exhausted and if we watch more than two episodes, we'll probably fall asleep and then have to go back anyway. So we would watch one or two episodes a night. So it did take us a little while to get through it, but that's not to say that it's not binge-worthy.
Mm. Oh, man.
I think it is absolutely binge-worthy. And if we were living different lifestyles.
Like mine, where I have not as much.
You don't have children. You know, and that's just the end of it. Yeah. You don't have children.
I can lock my children outside when they bark.
Yes. Like,
that's how my life goes.
Yeah, exactly right. And I can't lock my children outside.
No, and you wouldn't want to because they're little angels.
I mean, well, are they though?
I love them.
Oliver really wanted to join us for the last episode.
Oh, yes. He was doing parkour.
And I was like, no, mate, you got to go because we're at my place this week.
Doing what do they call your job? Tell everyone at home.
They call it the talking work.
If that isn't how to describe podcasting, I don't know what is. The talking work.
We should
have named this podcast The Talking Work.
Yeah, and he could see Amy and I sitting here with our headphones on looking super profesh, and then he grabbed his own headphones and he was like, all right, I'm ready.
I'm here. And then Rachel tried to tell him, no, look, you've got to go, blah, blah. He's like, I can't hear you.
He's like, but I can't hear you.
And I've got my headphones on.
It's not. Yeah, but you got to go, bro.
It's not how the world works, but I wish it were. Anyway, regardless of how we consumed it, we have both watched both seasons now.
Yes.
I have a lot of questions.
I do too.
Let's go with the general vibe though. Did you love it?
Okay. I loved season one.
Mm-hmm.
I loved season one.
Yeah.
I did not love season two.
Yeah.
Kind of like the majority of season two, mm-hmm. I was thinking this is really just mirroring season one
mm-hmm.
in a whole bunch of different ways. I felt like it was regurgitating.
Mm-hmm.
But then the last two episodes.
It was lit.
Brought it home.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, fine, I'm excited for season three. Mm-hmm. Because I wasn't excited for season three. I was like, listen, if they're just going to do this shit mm-hmm. over and over and over again, I'm not going to keep watching this show.
Yeah.
But then they just turned it up.
Mm-hmm. Those last two episodes.
Like a whole bunch of notches in those last two episodes. And I was like, what the fuck?
Where are we?
Why was the entirety of the season not like this?
So I had a similar vibe. So I loved both seasons. Like I loved season two.
Yeah.
But I agree there were points where it was really slow. And I'm like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting frustrated because number one, Vanya shits me to tears.
It's like every season are you just going to fall in love with somebody and blow
shit up? Like, really, Vanya?
Yeah.
And I mean, I had high hopes for her because at the start of the season, she seemed to have like a shit together and she was like, yeah, family time. And then there was that one scene where she was like, I need you to come with me, like, as my family. And then her family were like, nah. And she was like, walked away. And then I felt bad for her. I was like, oh, you fuckheads, go with Vanya.
And then they did.
And I was like, okay, everything is right in the world.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, Vanya, you're so annoying.
She's really annoying. Mm. She's like Depresso the depressed mouse.
I mean, I get it. Like, you're left out of everything your whole life. However,
yeah,
it's not the best TV to watch if you're just following around miserable old Vanya the whole time. And that's nothing against Ellen Page. I think Ellen Page is a great sort of person to have in that role.
No, it's the character though.
Exactly.
She's very depressing. And the one thing that I, the, the main issue that I had with Vanya's storyline, and it ended up getting brought up in a later episode, was that she had completely lost her memory, but she remembered her name was Vanya.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do you have total amnesia, but you know what your name is?
Yeah.
If you have total amnesia, you don't know what your name is.
No, it's like selective hearing. Yeah. She just didn't want to remember.
Yeah.
And that's a cop out in itself, Vanya.
Yeah, Vanya.
And then Ben died. Well, for reals.
Like, for realsies.
You know, but then did he? This is what I mean. It was a roller coaster.
No, man.
It was a roller coaster. So we've got actually some questions that we had.
Yeah.
Because we've been left wanting.
We have been left
for
wanting.
For a few things.
Yeah.
So there you go. General vibe is we both liked it.
Yeah.
You were a bit of a slow burn into liking it.
Yeah.
I liked it the whole way along.
And another point about season two that kind of like it irked me just a little bit. Like season one had these amazing music moments.
Oh, yeah.
You know, then like the very.
I think we're alone now.
My favorite.
That's a tune.
But also the very beginning when Vanya's just playing the violin and it's the Phantom of the Opera and it's just this incredible version.
Yeah.
You know, of the medley of the Phantom of the Opera. And then even that, you know, when I'm pretty sure Five is fighting and it's like that Istanbul Constantinople song. And, you know, they had and that Run Boy Run song when he's incredible music moments in the first season. And then I think that season two tried to beat us over the head with it. Like, look at all the cool music moments. And
there
it's
was.
Like, no, but you none of them are organic.
No. The only one that I really like that's coming to mind is when Five – and we should probably say spoiler alert. If you haven't seen this, either of these –
yeah, sure, whatever. People, I mean, we said at the beginning of the episode we were talking about season two.
Yeah, so if you're still here, fucking deal with it and just get on board. When Five is fighting Lila in the warehouse or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's bad guy, but like.
Oh, yeah, really, but a cool version of bad guy.
It like came up and I made Reese pause it. I'm like, I need to Shazam this. Can you please just pause while I get my phone? And then I Shazam the song because I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't know who actually sings. I've just got it on my phone.
You've got it on your phone Shazammed. Now. But it's
But yeah, like there were, other than that, like I know that there was a lot of actual music playing in the thing, but that's probably the only one that really stuck with me.
Yeah. I mean, then there was the scene in the
barbershop.
Hair salon.
Yeah. I don't know
which
what song
again,
that was.
It's like, let's twist all night or something
yes,
like
that.
Yes,
that's it.
Again, it was a moment where I felt like they were like, the music's still great and we're going to have a cool moment. Like, I think we're alone now, but. You went, it didn't resonate.
No.
It didn't resonate.
I
like
agree.
The first season did.
All right, let's get to some of the questions we have because I have many.
Okay, go ahead.
The biggest one for me is what the fuck is happening with the timeline now? Because there were many things where I feel like Five should know better. Like having done things in the past, he sent his old man self back, but he's still a boy. Like, I don't really understand timeline science and maths enough to know this, but.
Look, if either one of us were going to know, it was going to be you.
Yeah, and I have no idea.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, we did see some effects. Obviously, the ending scene of the whole season is obviously, you know, it's not the Umbrella Academy because they told Reginald Hargreaves all of their information.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I better change some shit because it sounds like I'm not here and things aren't going very well.
Exactly right.
So he changed the name of the academy. He picked all different kids except for Ben because he didn't know about Ben.
Yeah, because Ben wasn't there.
He wasn't there. Klaus is lying to everybody.
Klaus didn't acknowledge him.
Can I just side point? I love Klaus.
Klaus is my favorite.
Me too. And if anything ever happens to him, I will riot in the streets and I will kill someone.
Also, yes, I will do the same.
Great.
Because I love Klaus and he is a precious gem.
Yes.
And
he's a bit of a turd, but I love him.
Yeah, he's a lovable turd. He is a lovable turd. And I just love that he went out of his way to save Dave.
Yes.
I really hope that Dave takes his advice because I saw him getting on the bus.
Me too.
I'm like, Dave, get off the bus.
Dave! Just yelling.
Dave! Stop it!
The scene with Klaus and Allison when she comes to his temple, let's call it that.
Destiny's Children.
Destiny's Children Temple. Idiot. Anyway, that was really lovely as well. He thought he was alone. He thought everyone was dead.
Mm.
And then he's like, I've seen my sister. Anyway. That was a side point. We're getting back onto track now. But the timeline is all kinds of messed up.
It's all kinds of fucked up. So, I don't know what's going on there. a question that I have is like, so he's changed it from the Umbrella Academy to the Sparrow Academy.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that he doesn't. Was it because that the building was the umbrella shop?
Yes,
I think so. And also that umbrellas protect people from the rain and yep. So therefore it's like it's a protective thing. So this Sparrow Academy, do you think that Harlan is involved?
Oh, maybe.
Because in his hand at the end you see him levitating a sparrow.
He was telekinetic, yes. Oh, it was a sparrow too.
It was a
sparrow. I didn't even put that together. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, nor did Jake. And I was like, see, your wife fucking sees things.
Yeah,
sometimes.
She sees
everything.
Another question that comes out of that is, so where are normal day the Umbrella Academy kids?
Yeah, where are they? Because they have to avoid running into themselves.
That was funny. What do they call it? The syndrome that they get, the whatever it is.
Where they fart uncontrollably.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
That whole thing. I liked that a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my main question is the timeline. I don't even know how to ask a question about it because I don't know what's happened.
Yeah. I thought that they were going to do a lot more exploring in that vein in this season, you know, like – because they've obviously stuffed things up just by going back to the 1960s anyway.
Yep.
Who knows what 2019 looks like now.
Yep. At least it's still there.
Maybe that's how COVID comes.
Maybe. Ooh, the Umbrella Academy, they brought in COVID.
So is Vanya going to be the apocalypse
again?
Always.
Well, that's
because that's what Five originally said, is like the apocalypse will always happen and it will always be because of Vanya.
Mm.
So why in that case is she still alive?
Yeah, I don't know. And I mean, is it more of the fact that they think she's got more control over things now? Like she seemed to have her shit together at the end of season two, you know, where she not like decimated the whole
She commission. Can kind of control it now.
Yeah,
so she doesn't even have to get into a fancy white suit.
Exactly.
Look. I liked the suit.
Me too.
Bring it back, Vanya.
Yeah. God, Vanya, you're not hitting any home runs at the moment.
But, like, I know that she's their sister and everything, and I don't mean to listen. I hope that my siblings are not listening to this, but I swear to God, if one of my siblings was going to be the cause of the apocalypse, I'd fight them off.
You are out. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Like, I love you, but it's got to be for the greater good. Mm.
And that's kind of what they tried to do at the end of season one. They just kind of locked Vanya up because they couldn't, you know, they all felt bad because she had been exiled essentially her whole life.
Sure.
And they were like, oh, we did this to you.
Yeah.
But now, I don't know. I feel
now with the knowledge that now this for a second time.
Yes, she's almost done it.
She's almost done it.
Mm.
And then with Five saying she will always cause the apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's done it twice.
What's the go here?
Guys.
Mm. I think what needs to happen is they need to find some way to take Vanya's powers away. I reckon that's how they'll need to do it.
Mm.
But I don't know the answer.
But then she might just spaz out as they're trying.
Maybe.
You know, and then cause the apocalypse. Who knows?
Anyway.
So what's going on with Hargreaves?
Yeah, so he's an alien now?
What the fuck, mate?
That none of that was answered or even brushed over.
So wasn't there – there was a scene previously, you know, like with his old wife and there was this whole landscape behind them and it looked like there was some sort of an apocalypse happening there, like things were raining down from the sky. He clearly wasn't on Earth.
Mm.
So then when it was like a reveal of him being an alien, it's like, okay,
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Kind of got that he wasn't from around, but I thought that perhaps he was from a different timeline altogether, and that he had already done the time travel thing and that's why he came back in time and got the Umbrella Academy kids and all of that. So, I thought that that's what was going on, but then the reveal of him being like a grey-faced alien. Was he grey?
I think so. Look,
he was like super alien.
I was
like
still getting past the fact that he was ripping his face off.
Yeah.
I was like, what is happening here?
Well, you know.
That's just how it rolls.
It's not the first time we've seen people ripping faces off.
Nope, that's for sure. But anyway, he's obviously changed things up. Oh, goodness me.
That was a loud car.
Hmm. You're welcome, guys. Welcome to our life.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's obviously changed shit up and he's got the Sparrow Academy going. They seem evil, number one.
It was just the pose, really. Yeah. And they're in shadows.
Yeah, and Ben is like a little bit of an asshole.
Yeah, he was like, you want me to waste these guys?
Yeah. I was like, that's not Ben.
Excuse you, Ben. You love your brothers and sister.
Yeah.
Sir.
Sisters.
Yeah.
One of them might die, so it could just be sister. Anyway. Yeah, I don't really know. I think the hard part about ending a season on a cliffhanger like that is you're just like, well, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing now?
So now what? I got to wait a year for this?
Yeah. Or longer because they can't even film now.
Oh, like, yeah, they can't even film.
We'll never know. It's like the ending of The Witcher. You know how we talked about that and what's-her-face is dead or is she dead? Like, yes,
is she dead? We don't know.
Who knows?
We don't know.
Yennefer.
I can't say it.
Vandenberg, whatever. Jennifer. New Jersey.
Jennifer and Gerald.
But, yeah, so there's a heap of other things. Like, is the commission still around? Like, what's going on now? Where's Lila gone?
When has Lila gone? Yeah.
Because
she grabbed a briefcase and pissed off.
Yeah, she's gone.
Yeah.
Even after Diego was like, I love you. I love you, Lila. Be our family.
Can we, like, address the fact that y'all, they're siblings and they're falling in love with each other and it's kind of weird.
Yeah, but they're not they're really adopted. Siblings.
I know they're not really siblings. And I shouldn't really have a problem with this because I completely accepted it in Twilight.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing.
It's exactly the same.
And, I mean, it's the same thing with Luther and Allison too. Like,
yeah, but which
they
I
grew up together.
I felt like I've always felt like that. That one was kind of weird that it's they grew up together, and it's like, oh, y'all, you grew up together.
Yeah,
if it's the girl that watches Game of Thrones.
Yeah, well,
but it's not. Lannisters are different, and I didn't accept it from them either.
It's not accepted across the board.
It's not acceptable.
What other questions do you have?
I just really want to know. Just really want to know if Destiny's Children is still around in 2019.
Well, they picked up the Swede.
They picked him up.
So
I know.
What's happened there? Yes.
Does he like turn them into an evil cult?
Possibly.
And then will Klaus have to defeat his own people?
Defeat his own demons?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. My God. Poor that Klaus. Would be such a good – guys, we just wrote it.
Yeah. Umbrella Academy writers, if you're listening, take note.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. That would be hilarious to see. That whole arc of that cult was just ridiculous.
So good. And then when Ben possessed him just so that he can talk to the girl.
Jill. Is it Jill?
Jill. Yeah. Jillian. And then they like make – Dirt angels, sand angels,
whatever.
Something like that. They're making angels. It was so cute.
It was cute, and then it was so funny because he's like, "I'm not a virgin." She's like, "Well, what was the other night on the sex swing?" And he's like, "What?
What?" He's like, "Damn it, Klaus."
But I am actually kind of sad about the whole Ben thing, and now that he's very different because I liked Ben.
I liked Ben too, and we didn't get enough of him.
No. So I'm kind of glad that he's, you know, actually alive now because he gets to interact with his other siblings. But, yeah, I just don't know what's going to happen here and how all of this is going to play out, which I guess is what a cliffhanger is for.
I know. But anyway. It's COVID has made our lives so difficult and it's like now I just – like. Everything's indefinite.
Yeah.
The wait for everything is indefinite.
Yeah. Like if we just had some closure, it'd be nice.
Yeah.
That would be lovely.
You know what I heard about my sister, my older sister Kat told me about a couple of the cast members. So the guy that plays Klaus and the guy that plays Luther along with somebody else. I don't think they're a cast member, but they've got like this joint Insta account. And they they're like really like hippie.
Oh.
Yeah, talking about the vibrations of the earth and stuff like that. And it's so Klaus.
Right.
It's so Klaus, but it's made funnier by the fact that the guy who plays Luther, Tom Hopper, is in on it as well. It's like, you know, if you're feeling sad, you know, you just, you know, basically like take off your shoes and allow yourself to feel the vibrations of the earth.
This is where Destiny's Children originated.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. So I just love that he's kind of the actor who portrays Klaus is kind of like that in real life, but also
Robert
Luther.
Robert Sheehan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he's actually been in quite a few good films. He was in The Misfits. Did you ever watch that TV season?
No, I didn't.
No. That was great.
Okay.
He's in The Mortal Engines. That's another movie. Okay.
Yeah.
He's been around the block.
He has been around the block.
Anyway, back on track.
Yeah, he's great.
The other things that I have questions about are things that they left behind in the 60s, like Allison's husband. What happened there? Because he knows the future.
Now he kind of knows. Yeah.
Like, he knows the things that happened. Like, and she was so prominent in telling him that the work he was doing would make a difference, and then proceeded to tell him how it would happen. So, yeah.
So does he take that knowledge and speed things up?
Yes. Or like, what does it look like now?
Because it would be so tempting, because you would want to just, you would have to just let it unfold, but you would want to speed things up. Like, if this is the way that things are going to be in 2019 and you're telling me that a black man was the president and, you know, all of that sort of thing, wouldn't you take that knowledge and, you know, end segregation and all of that discrimination that, you know, the black people were facing in the United States at that particular time? Wouldn't you do everything that you could to make sure that that ends sooner?
Yeah, exactly. And then by doing that, though, does he fuck something up? We don't ever get a black president. Like,
what? How does it affect everything else? Mm. Because it's always going to be that butterfly effect.
That's right. And that's the whole issue with time travel itself, I guess. I say, as an expert on time travel.
Yeah, as we all are experts in time travel, because it's totally a thing.
Exactly. But Five was like so, like, you know, you can't do this. You have to be careful. He's gone and done things that have changed the past. He's told people things. He's met himself.
I mean, he met himself.
Exactly.
Which is the hugest no-no. Like, everybody knows. It's time travel 101.
You don't find yourself.
If you go back in time, you do not approach yourself.
Exactly.
Ever.
But he broke the cardinal rule. Allison has essentially given away the secrets for a lot of things in the world. Diego was trying to save a president who got shot and started a whole movement.
Yeah. Like, yep.
I get that you wanted to save him because whatever. But the effect that has.
Was he trying to take out Lee Harvey Oswald? Is that what it was?
So he was trying to, and that's why he got put in the mental institution.
Correct.
And then he was just trying to stop, because he was obsessed with the fact that it was his father who was going to kill JFK.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
And then they've all got daddy issues. Let's just bring that out right
massively.
Now.
Massively. But wouldn't you too if that were your dad? Because he was just rubbish.
Well, that's like when it's the funeral scene for Ben or whatever, and he was like, well, you all let this happen, so I expect it to never happen again. I was like, oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Oh, my God, how good was seeing baby Pogo?
Oh, yeah.
So cute.
I wonder if
Pogo. Even mum. Oh, actually, that's another doppelganger of yours that we were talking about a couple of. Yeah, mum.
Yeah, she is. She looks like Felicity, so yes, she would be in that vein.
Yeah.
But are they alive now? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah. There's just so. It's almost like we're back at square one, really.
Yeah.
Because everything that's happened now is essentially, it's not happened, and we're just in a whole new world now. It's not a blown up apocalyptic
world. They've rebooted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just exhausting. Like, I'm exhausted thinking about how they're going to answer all these questions.
Yeah, and they better answer them.
I'm looking forward to it. Don't get me wrong. I still loved the whole season, and I loved everything except maybe Vanya. But
I hope that they can take the, because season one was almost perfect.
It was brilliant.
Yeah. And season two, for me, felt a little bit short. So I hope that they can take those mistakes that they made in season two and improve on them to create another season that's almost perfect, like season one was.
Like a hybrid one.
Mm. Yeah. I was really struggling to get those words out because I was hiccuping in the middle of talking.
You got there. Don't worry. We understood. There's just I just did like a little internal burp. Did you hear that?
See, that's what I was doing through the whole thing.
We're in sync.
Yeah.
One other thing I think, because my thoughts on this are all jumbled at the moment. I thought I had a good list here, but they've just gone out the window now.
Yeah.
I kind of liked how number one's character is now becoming more human, if that makes sense. Like, he was on the moon for so long.
Yeah.
He's now learning how to be a bit more social,
like
if that
a
makes
person.
Sense.
Yeah. I liked seeing, because there was that scene in season one where he just goes batshit after getting drunk, and he's like in the club and he's taking drugs and all of that. And it's wonderful to see him letting loose. And it was great to see how in season two he is more of a regular person.
Yeah, exactly.
He's still a little bit uptight because he's Luther.
Yes.
And that's just a personality trait more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was great. It was great to see that side of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has become a lot more human.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's just a lot of things there. What have we? Let's do a quick recap. The timeline's fucked. Who knows what's happened with Harlan? Who knows who's alive and who's dead at this stage? Their dad is definitely alive. So what does that mean for everything?
And definitely an alien.
Yeah. What else have we got unanswered? Is the cult still a thing? Probably.
Probably.
Is it an evil cult now? Most definitely.
Most definitely, because the Swede.
Yeah. Who I feel like kind of made friends with. Oh, one thing we didn't point out is the handler is gone.
Yeah.
I think.
I really enjoyed her.
Me too. She was a bitch, but I loved it.
I enjoyed her so much, and her costume changes were wonderful.
Yeah. But like the last season, so season one, we saw her get shot in the head and we were like, well, she's gone.
Yeah.
Now she's been shot to many, many more times.
Yeah.
So I assume she is actually gone.
Yeah. What the hell was with the fishbowl guy?
Yeah. AJ. She AJ. Ate him. That was weird.
Yeah. But also, how is a fish
the boss.
Head of the commission?
Yeah, that's a question.
Like a goldfish.
Mm. Exactly.
I don't.
Is he an alien? Is that
is like, he an alien too?
Is that what happened there?
We don't know. So many things. So many things.
Yeah. What's the only other one I'm thinking of is we don't know where Lila is. I think that's all the questions I currently have in my brain.
Yeah.
There'll be more.
It's just a big lot of
what? Yeah, pretty much. I loved every second of it, but it is a big like, what the fuck is happening here?
Yeah. It's a great setup.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great setup because it does make you super excited to see where all of that leads. So yeah.
It's almost like when you get to the end of a season when you're like, okay, next episode, and then you realize there are no more.
I know.
And you're just like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know it's a good season.
Yeah.
A good show.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
Whew, all right. I got a lot off my chest there.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Anything else you would like to add in this term of the Umbrella Academy review?
No. No. No, I think that's
you
it.
You did. You're good.
Yeah.
All right. We are done then. That's it for this week. We'll be back with another episode next week. But in the meantime, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and help support the show.
And if you want to check out the other great shows on our network, head to ccradio.com.au.
And finally, make sure you join our fangirling fan group on Facebook.
That's it. As always, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Amy.
And we just fangirled.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.